Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, June 12th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Birthdays. The former president of the United States, George Herbert Walker Bush, is 90 years old today. From the History Channel.
Number 41, George Herbert Walker Bush, 1989 to 1993, 64 years old, from Texas. George Bush's resume was long and distinguished. He had been a two-term congressman from Texas, a UN ambassador, and was the first president to have been head of the CIA.
The girl who provided a first-person account of the Holocaust, Anne Frank, born this day in 1929. This day in history, June 12, 1987, bold talk from President Ronald Reagan at the Berlin Wall.
Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
In 1994, 20 years ago today, O.J. Simpson, the Pro Football Hall of Famer and media celebrity, becomes a murder suspect when police discover the body of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, outside her L.A. home. From NBC.
Next to it, the body of an unidentified 26-year-old man. Both had apparently been stabbed. Simpson told police he was in Chicago at the time of the killings.
The Los Angeles County District Attorney has just filed murder charges against Orenthal James O.J. Simpson in the murders of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and 25-year-old Ronald Coleman.
Actually, the name was Ronald Goldman. Number one on the charts in 1975, Jerry, Dewey, and Dan. A song inspired by the boys' mothers, all blondes. America with Sister Golden Hair.
Well, I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden Hair Surprise. And I just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent. And I've been too hard to find. But it doesn't mean.
On the KETR events calendar, the world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales, the symbol of the Anheuser-Busch Company since 1933, are scheduled to participate in the 55th annual Hopkins County Dairy Festival Parade at 10 a.m. Saturday morning in Sulphur Springs. Other events include the Texas Champion Ice Cream Freeze-Off, the Cow Milking Contest by the Dairy Festival Queen contestants and their parents, the Northeast Texas Dairy Cattle Show, and a hot air balloon rally Friday and Saturday nights. The Hopkins County Dairy Festival in Sulphur Springs Friday and Saturday. And for more information, see events at KETR.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Carol, our thought for the day comes from Napoleon Bonaparte, who said, "History is the version of past events that people have decided to agree upon."
I love it.
Yeah. Do you agree, even in history, the facts of what happened are sometimes not clear-cut?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Yeah. You know. That's why there are historians today who keep trying to sort it all out, right?
Right.
All right, very good. Well, we're going to be talking about the Bankhead Highway today, which has a very big part in the history of Northeast Texas. And I have to admit to you that until you you sent me a note about this, I had not heard of the Bankhead Highway.
Well, I literally stumbled on it when I went to Mount Vernon to do some research in their courthouse. And I was leaving town, I thought, I wonder where this road goes. And there was a big sign that said it was the Bankhead Highway. And so I got to looking. It was a nationally funded, in 1916, the federal government funded a highway from the south lawn of the White House down through Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia, actually swung around the Appalachian. So there would be no mountains for the cars to climb. Of course, didn't have that much. Mm-hmm. Get up and go. It came around to Birmingham, Alabama, which happened to be the home of John H. Bankhead, who was the sponsor of the bill. He was a U.S. senator from Alabama. When it got to Texas, there was a big Texas delegation. They wanted an all-Texas road. They didn't want it going up into Oklahoma, and they didn't want it going into New Mexico. So it came. There's several different versions of where the Bankhead Highway came when it went when it left Texarkana. It may have gone down to Atlanta. We do know it was in Mount Pleasant, Mount Vernon, and then it went into Sulphur Springs, to downtown Sulphur Springs. And if you're familiar with Sulphur Springs, you can wind around out there around the fairgrounds or whatever it's called, the Dairy Museum, mm-hmm. and you end up on Highway 11 coming into Commerce. Mm-hmm. And then I guess that went downtown, 24 through Nealonville into Greenville, and I really think it went down Stonewall Street to the courthouse. It went out Lee Street, crossed the railroad tracks to Wellington, turned down Wellington to O'Neill, and it went west from there, and at that point, I seemed to lose it.
We did a pretty good job of tracking it up to that point. So this was kind of a predecessor of the interstate highway system that came along in the 50s.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in fact, one thing I read said that it basically followed 20 and 30.
Yeah.
From the East Coast to San Diego.
Yeah. Now, there's going to be a presentation coming up on Tuesday, June 17th in downtown Greenville commemorating the Bankhead Highway.
There is some type of a sign that's going to be put up. It's not a Texas historical marker. There just hasn't been time for that. But it's going to be some kind of a descriptive sign telling about it. It was also known as the Broadway of America. And there was an old hotel on the south side of Lee Street, the Beckham Hotel. Mm-hmm. And I have seen postcards and it of the lobby, which was not by our standards glamorous at all.
I see.
But it said something about the Beckham Hotel on the Broadway of America.
Yeah. And this event that's taking place June 17th will be at the Corner Street Pub, a pleasant place for people to go and have a burger or a beer in downtown Greenville.
Yes. And it's, you know, it's something that we should be, both towns should be very proud of, that we were included.
Yeah. We're talking with Carol Taylor, who's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Now, there's a Bankhead Highway Association?
Yes.
Who knew?
I didn't until the Texas Historical Commission adopted this. And they're the ones that are putting it on. I mean, you know, we know the old San Antonio Road.
So the Bankhead Highway, I guess, finally ended, or of course, again, parts of it are still existing.
Part of it, but once you leave Fort Worth, it's Highway 80 going out to Abilene.
So a lot of times we're riding on the Bankhead Highway, but we just don't realize it.
When you go from Commerce to Greenville on the back way through Nealonville, you're on the Bankhead Highway.
Interesting. All right, Carol, thank you for sharing that with us. And again, there's an event at the Corner Street Pub in downtown Greenville commemorating the Bankhead Highway on June 17th. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.